You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
Yes, it is time for What's Cooking, and on this instalment we have Phoebe and Hector from Wellington band Revolver. Kia ora, guys.
Kia ora.
Thanks so much for coming in and having a chat. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, happy to be here in the bee.
In the bee, the labyrinth of the bee, as we were discussing just before. I thought maybe we'll start by the Revolver backstory. How did you guys form, and how long have you guys been a sort of unit?
We're in our fifth year, I believe.
Cool.
Depends how you think about it.
Yeah, it depends how you think about it. But I started writing these songs, the early songs at the end of my honours year at Jazz School in Wellington.
Cool.
Hector's an OG member.
Oh, yeah.
From the very beginning.
From the very start.
At the end of 2019, our first gig was at an iGum Wednesday.
Nice.
As a humble five-piece.
Yep. Humble five piece.
And then wrote some more songs, got some more band members, and now there are eight of us.
Wow, you've grown.
We've grown. We've expanded.
That's really cool. Well, we're here to discuss your album that was released a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Self-titled. That's pretty cool. I'm a Jaffa, so I don't know much about the Wellington music scene. Where did you guys record your album?
Well, we're very lucky this album to get to record most the bones of it at the surgery with Lee Prebble.
Cool.
Dr. Lee,
yeah. They did surgery on a grape, then they came and did Revolver. And then, like, most of the overdubs and a lot of backing vocals were done with dear friend and guitarist Zane Hawkins at his home studio.
Awesome.
Zane Hawkins. He stayed late with me doing vocals at the surgery for like a whole month.
Wow. Bless him.
He did a lot of work on this album.
It does take a lot of work for an album, I bet.
It does. More than an EP, dramatically more.
Yeah, about twice as much.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys have selected some songs for us. We've got a bunch here. Is there anyone that we want to jump into first, if you guys remember what you picked?
Should we start with Maria by Hannah Everingham?
Oh, okay, that was one of my ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And you just like listening, you like Hannah Everingham?
Oh, yeah, we're both big fans. She opened for Revolver when we played Wunderbar in Littleton a couple of years ago.
She has a recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Totally. Yeah. I remember her opening and being like, it was kind of like almost too much. It was like, oh, right, like, shit. Like,
she's really good. Yeah.
She's amazing.
Like, yeah, yeah.
What are we doing? And then she put out this album start of this year or last year, Siempre Tiene Flores.
Mm.
And can't stop listening to it. And this song, Maria's, like, yeah, really cool. I love the structure of it, how it just, like, she's sort of, like, building and simmering in this sort of, like, talking voice. And then it really opens up and... Yeah, I like it.
Great. Well, let's give it a play. This is Maria by Hannah Everingham. You're on BFM.
Conoces mi vecina. Ella es la mujer que se casa cada mes, siempre tiene flores y 40 divorcios. Ella ya tiene, pero mucha alegría. Tiene también, porque cuando conoce a alguien, alguien que se ve bien, dice, cásate conmigo, cásate esta mes, nos casemos pronto, no preocúpate. Cada mes mi vecina, cuando le apetece, da un gran fiesta y todos vienen. Los divorciados, los niños, el sacerdote, todos vemos, ella dice, cásate conmigo. Cásate esta mes, nos casemos pronto, no preocupate, party. Cásate esta mes, nos casemos pronto, antes de que te pierda.
Yes, that is a beautiful track by Hannah Irvingham. That is Maria. And if you are just tuning in, we have Phoebe and Hector from Revolver in the studio. Right, so you've just released your album. You know, writing your music, you guys are quite a big band. So I'm wondering, you know, how do you manage the song creation process, you know, producing something quite nice and cohesive? Because there's a lot of you guys, you know, how do you manage? And everyone's got their own ideas.
Yeah. An ever negotiated process.
Yeah, we're getting better.
We're getting better and better with every song. But I guess how it goes is I write the bones of the song and the lyrics, and I bring it in and it transforms. Everyone kind of puts their own thing in. Someone might change a chord here and there. The horns might have some great ideas for backgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And increasingly, because we've been in the studio a few times now, we've gotten better at like the process of making songs as recorded music rather than live tunes. And we're getting better at figuring out sounds we like and the mixing process and stuff, which is obviously pretty intense with eight people. Yeah
because I guess the vibe is quite different, you know, a song live versus listening to it, isn't it?
It's yeah,
different experience,
definitely. And we can get a little bit loose and unhinged live, whereas some
which is
songs,
what you want,
which is great and so much fun. But it can sometimes go on for like up to 9 minutes.
Hell yeah!
Like we got a hot jam down from maybe sometimes 12 minutes live down to 5.5, and that was hard.
That was hard.
There was a lot of It was a tough. We just couldn't decide. But then on the day we found the right way through it.
Yeah, awesome. Wow. And you know, I would say, you know, your music, it has, especially the lyrics, it has quite a cheekiness to it, which I quite like, which is really cool. You know, what are you thinking about when you're writing your lyrics? Anything and everything.
Yeah. I'm trying to what am I trying to do?
Are you channeling like you know, previous experiences that you've had?
Yeah, they're all quite unique situations, and they're very specific, and I'm trying to write about things very specifically while also being inclusive.
Yeah.
What I like about it, Phoebe's lyrics, is that which is not so common these days, is that actually the experience is maybe personal, but the voice isn't so personal.
Yeah.
And that's kind of nice, you know. It's kind of like characters and stories involving, you know, involving maybe Phoebe or like an idea of someone as a protagonist.
Yeah.
But it's not like the hyper intimate thing that is quite popular these days.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Trying to create some sort of like theatrical storytelling through the songs without it getting into like music theater land.
Okay, well, we've got some other songs that you guys selected. What should we go for next?
Maybe I'll go next.
Yeah, yeah.
This song, I'm really sorry, I can't remember which one I chose, but it's by an artist called Clark Sound.
Could You Lie?
Could You Lie? Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. He's a really cool New York artist I really like at the moment. People got to jump on him. He's amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
checking out this track this morning, and it's like, wow, just like, it's so Phoebe, and it goes everywhere. I love it.
To me, it sounds like if Revolver and, do you know Dawn Diver from from Wellington?
Oh, I don't think so.
Led by the amazing Ben Lemmy. And it sounds like if those two bands had a baby. Like,
wow.
This dude sounds like he's listened to a lot of Steely Dan. This whole album is about overcoming an injury he had like a decade ago and coming to love music again and relearning how to like play music and write. So it's really beautiful.
Awesome.
But also funky as hell.
Funky as hell. That's what we like. All right. This is Could You Lie by Clark Sound.
Life is short, insignificant, so of course not of all this matters.
Don't mind me. I'm just having a little wee chat. That was Could You Lie by Clark Sound, selected by the wonderful Phoebe from Revolver. And they're here in the studio if you're just tuning in. The next question I wanted to ask is, do you guys have any plans for music videos for this album coming up, maybe?
For the just released? Or
just
the...
released, yes.
Well, we did three.
Oh, you did three, yes.
Technically four.
Oh my God, yeah. This Town's on the album.
okay.
And they were all done by me and my partner and all done on a budget.
Hell yeah.
And... Mm. I think after the last one, maybe not for a while.
But a lot of work making videos.
A lot of work. So much fun and great to get really into that process.
Mm-hmm.
But on a budget, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you do... I was just going to say, do you guys scan out locations and things like that?
Yeah. The one in particular that took a lot of scouting was our second music video, which was for Beep Beep. Mm. And that's where we're all dressed up as clowns in the Revolver van doing a driving test together.
Oh, my God.
You know, just that music video. and it was really hard to go find a car park in Wellington that would allow for, you know, doing donuts in the middle of the day on Saturday.
Of course.
The mighty Porirua Railway Station park and ride.
Yeah.
How risky. Yeah.
Came through.
If you see big skid marks on it.
That was us.
That was you guys.
Yeah.
Now you guys know. okay. Well, you know, you guys have been playing around for 5 years as a band, which is, you know, a long time. Do you guys have any career highlights from that time?
Ooh. As a band.
As a band?
Gosh. Oh, man. We were just talking about Hot Jam before, that tune.
Yeah.
That has gotten crazy sometimes. I remember the last time we played Twist and Frequency, which is a festival in Upper Tarkica.
Yeah.
That got pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got
wild.
Real steamy. I got in the audience.
Yeah,
wow.
And I ran around.
I think the big thing about us is that we're all trained jazz musicians, so we're all pretty comfy changing things up.
Yeah.
Making, you know, going a little further if things feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just so comfortable with the music that it's just, oh, well, how weird can we take it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big highlight is the fact that we successfully did the vinyl crowdfunding campaign sold 100 copies before anyone heard it.
Huge. Wow.
Which was pretty insane. It was a pretty tall order, really.
Yeah.
But,
bless Holiday Records for helping us out with that.
Yeah.
Anybody who purchased in advance?
Awesome. And you guys, you still got more on the way for people to buy vinyls?
Yep. Yeah. We got a few left.
Yeah, cool.
To sell, taking them on tour. Go on for you if you want.
Oh, wow. That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
There's a few hanging out and flying out and flying down at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'll snap those up.
Hell yeah. Well, you heard it here first, guys. Probably not. all right. We've got some other tunes for you guys that they've selected. Love's Changing is...
Oh, yeah. This is an artist. This is an American artist called Tasha.
Yeah.
She was... the Sufjan Stevens album, Illinois, they made a musical of it. And she was the lead in that in Chicago for the whole run. And she just put out this new album called All This and So Much More or something like that.
Mm.
And it's fantastic. She's part of this, what I'm calling the neo-folk revival movement in the States.
Great.
And it's great, you know. It's similar to Hannah Everingham. It's like, you know, that type of... lovely piano sound and acoustic guitars and stuff. And yeah, I just can't stop listening. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, this is Love's Changing by Tasha.
Feel the weight of my fear.
with my eyes barely open. Try hard just to not think of you. And yes, I'm afraid of the quiet. Afraid of this new. I've loved so I know now what love seems. Know now what love's changing can do.
Yes, beautiful track from Tasha, Love's Changing. And it was really cool watching Hector and Phoebe here, you know, really break down the music as jazz students do. Great to see. I was learning a lot. Okay, well, you know, you guys just released the album and you've got a tour coming up. What are the sort of, when does the tour start and when where do you go?
It starts next Thursday.
Next Thursday. How are you? Busy time.
Yeah, no messing around. No. Visiting the South Island first, hopping on the ferry, playing on the ferry.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Inter-Islander do a bands on board program. So if you play, then you can, six of you can go for free.
Oh my God, that's such a good program. I've never heard of that. That's
Which
awesome.
It's an institution, yeah.
It makes it possible, because otherwise it's hard to get to the South Island.
Yeah, of course.
Dunedin on the next Friday, and then visiting Wanaka on Saturday.
Cool.
Hate to say it, but I think it's going to be the best show in the world. As well as Auckland, of course.
Yeah.
And then the following week, visiting the Yard in Ragland, and then Neck of the Woods. Going to be so good.
Hell yeah.
Then Porridge Watson and Whanganui.
Wow.
Which should be really fun.
Yeah, we were just talking this morning about how much we love Whanganui.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, it's a classic thing now for Wellingtonians to move there, and it is tempting.
Nice town.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's so many artists and stuff. It's lovely.
So many artists live in Whanganui.
Wow.
It's great.
Mm. That's
and
so
then
cool.
Finishing up at San Fran in Wellington.
Home show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna leave off on one last song, one of your guys' song off the new album, Compromise. I think you guys were saying that, Hector, you did the arranging for the strings.
Yeah. It was a really fun process, you know, because we, as I was talking about before, getting these tunes from Compromise was a fun song because we had been performing it for we performed it for 6 months, and then a few of us decided that we didn't like it. And then we kind of remembered about it.
Yeah.
Like the week before recording, we were like, oh, this is great. And then after recording, Phoebe suggested that I have a go putting some strings on it. And yeah, I think it's definitely a sleeper hit. I love the song and yeah.
Me too. It's come back. I like it now.
On the comeback.
We got four of our friends to sit in our other friend's little home studio and record some strings.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Rescued from the bin.
From the cutting room floor. Awesome. Thanks so much, Hector and Phoebe, for coming in. And all the best for your tour.
Thank you.
No worries. And we can leave you with Compromise. You're on BFM.
upon the lever, it's up to you to decide, you to decide, me to decide, me to decide. To compromise for what, for who, for why should I love you if I could love myself? Think about that one again. You must think I'm a kinky machine. I must think I'm a drink, I don't care. Stupid I am. Stupid as you are. Think I'm coming back this time. Like a dog, strolls like an eagle, think like I'm not familiar with the words that I heard from my window last night. Compromise. Should I shave my pants, not use love, push my needs away and never get my say? Got a 98% return rate, but you're not one. I'll not talk, I'll listen, and I'll not wake me up. Like an eagle, think like
What's Cooking on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.